Hello, this is Ramesh Ruben. I'm a professional trainer and a consultant in accounting, auditing and risk management. The recent announcement by the MASB on the amendments to MPERS has set out several changes to the initial version of the MPERS across different sections within it. The recent edition of AB featured an article on the key changes. In this podcast, I will run through the changes to Section 35, which relates to the transitional provisions which have been amended as a result of the 2015 amendments. An entity that has applied the MPERS in a previous reporting period, but whose most recent previous annual financial statement did not contain an explicit and unreserved statement of compliance with the MPERS, must either apply this section or apply the MPERS retrospectively in accordance with Section 10, Accounting Policies, Estimates and Errors, as if the entity had never stopped applying the MPERS. When such an entity does not elect to apply this section, it is still required to apply the disclosure requirements in paragraph 35.12a in addition to the disclosure requirements in Section 10. The amendments have included an additional transaction for which a first-time adopter of MPERS shall not retrospectively change the accounting that it had followed under MPERS, which relates to government loans. A first-time adopter shall apply the requirements in Section 11, Basic Financial Instruments, Section 12, and Section 24, Government Grants, prospectively to government loans existing at the date of transition to the MPERS. Consequently, if a first-time adopter did not, under PERS or PERS, recognize and measure a government loan on a basis that is consistent with this standard, it shall use its PERS carrying amount of the loan at the date of transition to the MPERS as the carrying amount of the loan at the date and shall not recognize the benefit of any government loan at a below market rate of interest as a government grant. The amendments to MPERS have also incorporated additional exemptions for preparers in preparing its first financial statements that conform to MPERS as follows. Firstly, event-driven fair value measurement as deemed cost. A first-time adopter may have established a deemed cost in accordance with PERS for some or all of its assets and liabilities by measuring them at fair value at one particular date because of an event. For example, a valuation of the business or parts of the business for the purpose of a planned sale. Now, if the measurement date is at or before the date of transition to MPERS, the entity may use such event-driven fair value measurement as deemed cost at the date of that measurement. Now, if the measurement date is after the date of transition to MPERS, but during the period covered by the first financial statements that conform to the MPERS, the event-driven fair value measurement may be used as deemed cost when the event occurs. The entity shall recognize the resulting adjustments directly to retain earnings, or, if appropriate, another category of equity, at the measurement date. At the date of transition to the MPERS, the entity shall either establish the deemed cost by applying the criteria in paragraphs 35.10 C and D, or measure those assets and liability in accordance with other requirements in this section. Next is operations subject to rate regulation. If a first-time adopter holds items of property, plant and equipment, or intangible assets that are used or were previously used in operations subject to rate regulations, i.e. to provide goods or services to customers at prices or rates established by an authorized body, it may elect to use the PERS carrying amount of those items at the date of transition to MPERS as their deemed cost. If an entity applies this exemption to an item, it need not apply it to all items. The entity shall test those assets for impairment at the date of transition to MPERS in accordance with Section 27. Next is severe hyperinflation. If a first-time adopter has a functional currency that was subject to severe hyperinflation, and if the date of transition to MPERS is on or after the functional currency normalization date, the entity may elect to measure all assets and liabilities held before the functional currency normalization date at fair value on the date of transition to MPERS, and use that fair value as the deemed cost of those assets and liabilities as at that date. And if the functional currency normalization date falls within a 12-month comparative period, an entity may use a comparative period of less than 12 months, provided that a complete set of financial statements, as required by paragraph 3.17, is provided for that shorter period. There are also some additional disclosures relating to transition included in the amendments. An entity that applied MPERS in a previous period, as described in paragraph 35.2, shall disclose A. the reason it stopped applying the MPERS, B. the reason it is resuming the application of MPERS, and C. whether it has applied this section or has applied the MPERS retrospectively in accordance with section 10. Thank you.